Hello.
Hi, is that Leslie?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hi, that's okay. Just for data protection, as it's a new call, would you be able to let me know your database and postcode?
What were you asking again, sorry? My
address. Date of birth and postcode.
Oh, date of birth is the 2nd of the 967. My postcode is NR319PY.
Perfect, thank you. There you go. So, just grabbing some details off you. So, your previous name was Leslie Grant, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, fab. Okay. And so the email I have on file for you is
Leslie.
Yeah, sorry. fab. Is that the best one to reach you
that's,
on, yeah?
That's the only one I have, yes.
Yeah, perfect. And with regarding your title, so is it Miss, Mrs. or MS? Which one's best for you?
Well, I'm Mrs., but I'm a widow, so.
So just take a couple more details and then we'll get into the information then. So would you be able to let me know so your parents' names?
Donald Grant.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Grant.
And do you happen to recall the last address you were in prior to being placed into care?
Oh God, I was only a couple of months old, I don't know.
What area do you know where you were born?
I was born in, I believe, Drumchapel in Scotland.
Perfect. And would I be able to take the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
Me, I'm with Park Surgery in Great Yarmouth.
Is that on Alexandra Road?
That's it.
And in regards to contacting you, so it's usually telephone, email, text, or things like that. Are they all okay?
Yeah.
So I appreciate, so discussing experiences connected to this application can be quite difficult and upsetting. So just want to remind you to take your time during the call. And if you need a break at any point, any extra support or explanation, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties that you wish to make me aware of?
No
problem. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, I'll explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather some more information then to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Yeah.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you know all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with this application. So under that scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So INS Law doesn't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim any government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you. And at this stage, would I be able to confirm whether you've instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to the redress scheme at all?
No problem.
So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped no more than 16% plus the VAT of a redress payment. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap. I think it works out at 19.2%. So there's no prior fees and it's no win, no fee. So do you have any questions for me at all so far?
No, I'm fine.
No, fine. So it's important I make clear as well, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis, so I can explain that in greater detail during the call. So if you decide to instruct us, so we go through your eligibility to apply, we gather and review all the evidence, and then we prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then we can advise you on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme if you're unhappy with the outcome. So we'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. So we'll fully explain it before you decide whether to accept anything. So it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters if you accept an award. So you're never expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So if you decide to proceed with us, you'll also have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yep.
Yep, fab. And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, so we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes.
Yeah.
Just to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So do you have any photographic ID?
Got passport, driving licence.
Yeah, fab. So we'll need one of those and then a proof of address letter, so dated within 3 months of today's date. So as long as it's got your full name, current address and a date stamp on it that was sent after the 17th of May, that works absolutely fine.
Right, fine.
Okay, so just a few more questions and we'll move on to the case settings. Is that okay?
Yep.
Yep. So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries compensation, advance payment scheme, anything like that? No.
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions for any violence or sexual offences? No.
No.
And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
No. And regarding the application as well, you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd then contact them for them to take over. Would you like to nominate one?
For my daughter.
Yeah. So how old is she?
She's 31.
Fab. And so we'd need full name, date of birth, address, and then a contact, so email or telephone. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so would I be able to get her full name, please?
Well, I don't know if address off the top of my head, so I have to get back to you with that one.
That's okay, yeah. You can do this at a later date.
Her name is Abigail Frances Storan, Storan.
So would you spell that again for me, sorry?
Right, so it's Abigail.
Yeah.
Frances.
Yeah.
Yes. Storan, Storan.
Fab, thank you. And her date of birth?
It's the 14th of the 7th.
Yeah.
1995.
Perfect. And did you know an email or telephone number?
I'll give you a telephone number. Bear with me.
It's okay.
Bear with me too.
That's okay.
Abigail. Abigail. So her number is 07715.
Yeah.
599.
Yeah.
485.
Perfect. Thank you. So just moving on to the case settings now. So would you be able to tell me the name of each setting you were in, or the area if it was foster, and then the approximate time frame then that you were there that you can recall?
Right, the first one was in a place called Dunoon.
What was that, sorry?
Dunoon, D-U-N-O-O-N. And that was called Clyde Cottage. I don't know how many years and where I was there, but I know it was from a baby till I was before school started. So I'm going to say a couple of years I was there. But I don't know the exact date because I can't remember.
Okay. I'll just put 1967 for now. So was that foster care?
No, that was a home.
Oh, okay.
That was called Clyde Cottage.
Okay. And where were you placed after that?
Place called Winwell. That was a hill hole.
Linwell.
Winwell, W-H-I-N. And that was in a place called Stirling. And again, I don't know the exact date because I was only a young child. So I'm going to say from about the age of 4 to about the age of 7.
Okay. As long as we've got the approximates, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's our job then to get everything.
Yeah.
So from about 4 till 7, you said?
Roughly, yeah. Maybe even 8, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I went to a place called Edlington Children's Home. And that was in a place and that was in Glasgow. And I was there from, I was either 8 or 9 till I was 16. In fact, I think I was 17.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, just bear with me 1 second.
That's okay, no problem.
Flo, can you just check the cakes in the oven, please?
Thank you.
Sorry.
That's okay. So, Adlington in Glasgow.
Yeah. That was a place called Kelvindale.
Adlington, Clevedon.
Clevedon Gardens.
Clevedon
Gardens.
So regarding each of these care settings now, so would you be able to tell me about your time in each one? So beginning with, so why you were first placed there, just day-to-day life, any instance you can recall, how you felt while you were there, just as much as you want to share. So these are the initial statements for us to submit your application to redress to get it accepted. So it's just the initial one. And then further down the line, then we'll be in touch with you to do a witness statement.
Yeah.
So that will be like the full detail. So this one now is just enough to get it accepted.
The
so.
First one I don't really remember much about, to be told honest, just what I've been told, really. So I have no memories of it.
Yeah.
Apart from I have a memory of getting a nail through my head and going to the hospital. That's the only memory I have of that place.
What was that?
A nail went through my head.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I don't know why, but I don't know what happened. That's the only memory I have of that place.
Yeah. And would you happen to recall the hospital that you were taken to?
No. I just know they dressed me up in a kilt and took me there.
And so why were you first placed into care?
My mother was an alcoholic, I believe, and my father left her with 6 children, all under the age of 7.
Okay.
Me being the youngest.
Yeah. So were you placed into care with siblings, or were you by yourself?
2 of my siblings, I believe.
Yeah. And why were you then moved from this one?
I don't know.
No.
I think it might have been my mother intervened and took us out of care. I don't know, because she had a habit of doing it.
Okay.
And then we'd end up back in care again, so I don't know.
Okay. Okay, and then regarding to then Winwell.
Oh God, that was a hell of.
Yeah. So you said you were about 4 years old when you were placed here.
Yeah, because I just started school when I was there.
Yeah. So what was your time there?
It's horrible.
You said it was horrible.
Evil. It was evil. I was beaten, starved. Just is cruel. If you wet the bed, you have to walk home from school and get sent to your bed with a slice of bread, and obviously I wet the bed. So she used to beat us, the shoe. She used to put us in the basement with no dinner. And it was just a cruel place to be. I think the matron might have even got charged for cruelty. I'm not too sure. I did hear a story, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. And you said that she'd lock you in the basement.
You'd be thrown in the basement, yep.
Yeah.
Where are the bins?
And you said she was starved and beaten. Was that just like a daily?
Yep.
Yeah. Was it unprovoked? Was it like for no reason, just because she wanted to?
Just because she wanted to, because she was cruel.
Yeah.
If you wet the bed, you get beaten. I wet the bed every day.
Yeah.
If you didn't like your food, you get it for dinner, you get it for breakfast, you get it for tea, you get it for dinner, breakfast, until you just ate it to throw it back up again. Now I've got phobia with loads of foods that I can't even look at.
Okay. And that's obviously with regard to how you felt whilst you were there.
Obviously, every day was just a horror. It was just terrifying. But then it just became the norm. So my sisters used to try and run away. We used to try and run away and we'd get caught. And then just beaten again and chucked in the cellar, the basement or wherever it was. I remember she used to have loads of cats outside the dining room window.
Yeah.
And we got fish cakes and I didn't like them and I threw it out the window and she went and got it back and brought it back for me to eat. So you just would get it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, tea. Until you just ate it and just
so
throw it back up again. Yep.
Yeah.
I think I was polishing shoes, 30 pairs of shoes by the time I was 5.
Yeah. And then, so you were here for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I know I went to Riverside Primary School. And we were never allowed school dinner. She used to make us walk home for lunch, and if you were home late, you never got any.
Yeah. And then you were then moved to Edrington.
I think I was then, my mother took us back out of care again. And I remember my sister and I walking back to social services and saying, asking to take us back. She used to beat us. And then I think my two older sisters and my brother, they were fostered out. So I never actually met them until I was about 9 or 10.
Yeah. So she took you back, so then you went to social services and asked to be taken back.
That was Drumchapel.
And then you were in place into Eglinton then?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was that like?
I never did. Eglinton was fine. It was like a saviour. Yeah, it was my safe haven. I got new clothes, I got food, I was fed, I was kept, well kept, I was never abused.
Yeah. So regarding each of these care settings now, so I've written up a statement with what you said. If there's anything that you'd like to add at all?
No.
So
actually, in Windmill, there's an old couple that used to take us out. And he used to touch our legs and stuff. Well, I remember that, and I didn't like it. And I don't know anything else.
In Windmill.
That was in Windmill. And she used to take us to a place called Pet and Weem. And we used to, I just have vague memories. And we always used to get put in people's cars. I don't know who they were. My sister's convinced things happened to us, but I don't remember, so I can't even say, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've just blocked it out of my head or what, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a reaction to it, isn't it?
Yeah. So you put it in a box and just leave it there?
So following that now, so the next step would be, so just cover the types of applications we can pursue. So there's two types. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Mm-hmm. Or there's the individually assessed payment, so that's up to £100,000, and it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on the previous awards made by the scheme and the severity and everything you've told me, so I'd like to pursue the individual assessment for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's right.
So you won't be required to attend any meetings at the redress scheme in person or anything like that. So we'll provide everything to them on your behalf.
Yeah.
And so based on the information now you've provided, the next step would be for me to send over the contracts to you. So a few documents.
Yep.
So there's the client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and the letter of authority, and then that obviously gives us permission to access records on your behalf.
Fine.
And then it'll also contain then a part one and a part two. So that will be all the information you've shared with myself. So the other bit is what I've spoken to you about today.
Yep.
You're under no pressure obligation to proceed, but if you'd like, I can send these over now whilst I'm on the phone, and you can have a look, and if you have any questions or anything like that.
Yeah, no, please do, because I've thought about it for a long time. I did try and find social services years ago, but I just bottled it then, so...
Okay, 2 seconds.
No worries.
So I'm just processing them now. So they should arrive to you via email and text message.
Lovely.
So you can do either or. So I'll just send those. There we go. So they should be with you now.
Let's check. Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, fab. So on the, are you, is it the text message?
Yeah.
Yeah, so on there then. So there'll be a link in the message for you to open.
I've done that. Yeah.
So once you've opened that, then on the bottom of the screen, so there's still a yellow box that says fields required. And when you click on that, it'll take you to each of the pages that need a signature. So it's a tap to sign box. And you can just draw it with your finger on the screen.
Yeah.
And then once you make your way then through all of those, I think there's about four. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, then there'll be a little tick box, but you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom to be able to tick it. And it says, I verify my signature is authentic.
Yeah.
And then you should be able then to press submit. And then they should come straight through to me then. And then I can get your application sent to redress.
Right, I'm doing it now for you.
And I'll
sorry, it's been so long to get in touch with me, but I'm just okay. So busy at the moment.
No, I completely. My cousin's a chef, and I come as the last time I saw him.
That's a daisy. Sorry, just six.
It's okay.
I'm just trying to find the last box to sign. Right. Okay. Done.
Fab.
That's not letting me submit. Why is it not letting me submit?
So that little tick box at the very bottom.
One. Ah, got it.
Yeah.
Right. Done.
And then I'll come up then with a page saying like verifying.
Yeah, got it. Do I do anything with that?
Fab. No, yeah, they've put it all coming through now, so that's brilliant. So it's all doing us. I'll just send you the email regarding the proof of address and identity. So also, if your driving license has your current address on it, you can also send that as your proof of address.
That so has got my address on it.
So you can do a passport and a driving license.
Right, lovely.
So if you have those on your phone, then you can just respond to that email.
I don't have them on my phone. They're at home, so I'll do that when I get home this evening.
That's absolutely fine. So you can send those to us on email, or we have a WhatsApp as well, if that's any easier for you. But yeah, no, that's perfect. That's everything, I think.
So, do you want to tell them, what would be easier? WhatsApp or...
Either or. So whatever's easiest for you, because some people just don't like using emails. Obviously, with WhatsApp, you can just take the photos and send them straight away.
Do you want to send me a WhatsApp link?
Yeah, so in the email I've just sent, our WhatsApp number should be... Yeah, our WhatsApp number's on the bottom of that email.
Right, okay, lovely.
Yes, you can send them over on there. And then I'll get those added to your file. But other than that, that's everything. But do you have any questions for me at all?
No, I'm all good, thank you. No,
perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you. I'm glad I got through that and people started questioning.
Yeah, that's okay. So I'll keep you updated as much as possible.
Lovely.
And I'll be back in touch when Redress let us know they've got
lovely.
It, okay?
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Take care. And you,
thank you. Bye-bye.